I attend a Bible-believing church, a Jesus follower. We don't think that you would disagree with doing that.
Can I ask you a question? What Bible verse says church attendance has anything to do with our salvation?
Oh, and I don't think it does.
Okay, either. So do you know the gospel?
Yes.
What is the gospel to eternal life? We've been out here all day. A lot of American Christians say they know it, but they don't proclaim it and they don't live it.
Okay, yeah, I agree they don't live it.
Okay.
And, you know, Paul says in Romans, you got to act your faith too.
Exactly, you know, so otherwise you're going to be sent away.
But that's not how you're saved. You know, Jesus...
Actually, you are saved by your faith and your works
and
that justify your faith.
Yeah.
James
yeah.
2.
And that's...
So let me ask you a question. If I claim Jesus, but I live in a bunch of sin and worldliness, what kind of works are those?
Yeah, oh, you're right.
So when we preach to people, I would say then...
that your faith is not true.
Okay.
Because your works are...
So let's get back to the gospel. What is that gospel? What's the good news?
That Jesus Christ is your Savior.
Amen.
And in fact, I'll tell you what you know the Apostles' Creed?
Did you take a gospel card? Take one.
Well, I'll take one.
I want you to take one. Test yourself.
The
Apostle Creed is made up by men.
It's made up by men.
Yeah.
But I believe that. It says everything about my faith.
Yeah, the only part, well, it depends. There's a couple different Apostle Creed, but the part about it I don't like is where it says Jesus descended into hell. I don't believe that.
Oh, and my Apostle Creed doesn't say it.
Yeah, okay. There's different ones.
He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God the Father. Right. From thence he'll come to judge the quick and the dead.
But let's go back to the gospel.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiven sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
But how do you apply the shed blood and the resurrection to your life?
How do I apply?
Just believing?
Yeah. No. You gotta act your faith.
Do you have to believe? Do you have to repent?
Sure, yeah.
What's repentance?
Yeah, the first step is repentance. That's asking God through Jesus to forgive you of your sins.
And then do you turn from them?
I believe that's a daily...
Yeah,
something you have to do daily.
Do you turn away from them?
I'm not one of these people that you're saved by one experience and then you're good.
But do you turn away from sin then?
Well, I sure try to.
Okay, so I'm having a question.
We all fall short of the glory of God.
But wait, I'm going to ask you a question. Can you keep practicing sin and expect to gain eternal life? I willfully living in sin.
No.
Okay, so you know that. That's good.
Yeah.
So living like the world, if this is Satan's kingdom, 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says the world. To live like the world, is that sin? To live in it and of it and entertain with it.
Oh, so you're saying that when I go to the Beach Boys here, that's sinful?
Is Beach Boys holy, godly, pure, good, true, worthy, noble?
No.
That's sinful.
No. Now you're making
that's
a big
worldliness.
Jump that I wouldn't make.
James 4:4 says if you're fond of the things of the world, you're an enemy of God.
I'm fond. I love to fly fish. So if I'm fond of that, if I put that ahead of my faith, then I agree it's sinful.
If you fly fish more than you preach Jesus Christ, that's your idol.
I would disagree. I would respectfully disagree.
Fishing to catch food for dinner is not sinful. Fishing as an idle hobby would be sinful.
Yeah.
Jesus said no man can have two masters, sir.
Yeah.
Your church is failing you because they're not calling you out of the world.
No.
See, you're in there. I'm on the other side of the fence here. You're in the world. I'm out here pleading with you to come out of the world because 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
You're legal.
The fruit that you're born again is that you come out of the world and love God.
Let me tell you this, what I think. Your
legalism
is not going to convert anybody.
Obeying God is wrong.
You're preaching legalism.
What did I say that's not according to God's word?
You're preaching. All I'm saying is.
What did I say that's
nothing,
not according
nothing,
to God's word? So how
nothing.
Is it legalism?
That's legalism.
Why?
Yeah, when you
I
go
preach
by
God's
laws,
word.
Yeah,
Jesus said, if you want to be my friend, keep my commandments.
Yeah. You're.
Didn't he say
I'm
that?
I'm just saying that.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
I'm just saying the way you're proselytizing is not going to gain any.
We don't proselytize at all. We preach the truth.
We preach
and people hear it and come to it or they don't.
I proselytize and I preach the truth.
But
I
you proselytize you proselytize the wrong way, sir.
Yeah, okay.
You're proselytizing from the world.
Yeah.
You're using the world as a tool to lure people in. The Bible says this world is set for the wrath of God. 2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Did you hear the word obey? Did you hear the word obey?
Listen.
You don't obey the gospel, you're going to be destroyed by the fire of God.
I'll see both you in heaven.
I hope that's true, but you got to repent and come out of the world for that to happen.
I'll be on this side of the fence and I'll see
you got to repent and come out of the world. The Beach Boys and a worldly life will damn your soul, sir.
Yeah.